What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Alex Da Silva Podcast. We hope you are well and having an amazing day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And welcome to another episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening. Now, let's get on with the show with your host, Alex Da Silva.
What's going on, everyone? I hope you are well. You're having an amazing day. Let's talk about being persistent. How often do we hear that word, being persistent? You've got to be persistent. Yes, you do. You've got to be very persistent in life. The things you want to achieve, things you want to overcome, how you want to live your life. But also you have to be very consistent. And persistency and consistency go hand in hand, because it's important that you have a plan, know where you've got to go. And when you do, and that's very clear, you realize that you can achieve anything. Doesn't matter how hard it is, you're able to achieve anything, especially if you are persistent and consistent with what you're doing. And I'm sharing, obviously, my experience with Corda Equina, as many of you know. And it was 7 months yesterday, 7 months since the op. You know, I am in such a different place. I'm walking again, my left foot has woken up and it's getting stronger. My body feels strong. I feel really, really strong. And I'm just getting stronger and stronger and stronger each day. Why? Because I am persistent. I do not give up. And I am consistent. I do this stuff every day. I have my rest days, because those days are really, really important. But I stay, you know, consistent in what I'm doing. You know, the training that I'm doing, the physio, my nutrition, making sure that I'm having fun with my children, my wife, I'm going out, I'm walking. All of those things are so important. And even when you're going through a tough time, you know, even when I've been going through tough times, stay persistent, stay consistent, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Because one of the most important things to understand here, and a lot of people, including myself, I've been through this, and I'm sure you may have as well, is when times get tough, you just want to throw in the towel. You just want to throw in the towel and go, right, enough's enough. I'm sick of this. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm so tired of, you know, struggling, being in pain, not being able to move. And when you continue just getting through it one day at a time, one moment at a time, doesn't matter. I've learned to break things down, just really, really break things down. And when I do that, things seem to be a little bit easier, because I'm removing this expectation that I just need to get through the day. I don't need to get through anything. I just need to get through now. And having that mindset makes such a huge difference, because it allows you to just stay in the moment and not get too overwhelmed. And that's really important. If you're struggling with mental health, if you're struggling with your job, you're struggling to lose weight, you're struggling to get fit, doesn't matter. This applies. You know, if you're going through Corda Equina, if you're going through your own recovery, you know, whatever it may be, post-op, you know, you may have had an accident, whatever it may be, stay persistent and stay consistent. You know, always have your goal in mind. Have that goal in mind, where you want to be, what you want to achieve, and just keep it in the moment. You don't need to expect anything from yourself other than what you achieve in the moment. And when you allow yourself to do that, you remove all expectations, I don't look in the call to requirement groups anymore. I'm not part of any of them. I've actually come off Facebook. I've come off Instagram. I only have it for business. I only have Instagram for business. And then LinkedIn, that's it really. I don't really have anything else. I'm not interested. I've lost interest. You know, I was worried, oh, you know, how am I going to promote, you know, the business? Things are happening the way the things are meant to happen, and I trust the process. And that's another thing to be very clear about. Trust the process, because when you have that persistency and you're doing things all the time, you're doing things every day, and you're being consistent in what you're doing, you know your goal, the goal is clear, you know exactly what you need to do, you have that plan set out. And you have flexibility, by the way. You need to be flexible. Life throws curbs at us. They throw challenges at us. But never lose sight of what you need to do. Never stop going for that goal. If challenges arise and you, for example, you may have set yourself times in which you do things, but something might have come up and you need to change the time. Make yourself flexible, because if you're not flexible, you'll snap, because it's that expectation. I must do this. I must do that. And then when you don't achieve the expectation, what happens? You start punishing yourself. You start feeling guilty. You start feeling bad. And then you go backwards, or you just stop doing it altogether. You just give up. And this has happened to me. So simplify everything. Simplify everything. That's such an important thing to add to this. Simplicity. Keep everything that you do throughout life simple. And we've been conditioned to always be worried and stressed about something in life. And often, when you sit and actually look and understand what I mean by this, there is always something going on a radio, on the news, on social media, on whatever it may be. There is always something going on. And if you tune into that, you're tuning into that energy, and it becomes almost becomes you. It starts to become you. You're living this life that's not yours. And it's not your life. And I've had conversations with people where they're like, oh, you know, the things that are going on with all these wars, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, are you there? Are you there? No, but it affects us. How does it affect you? Take a moment, be realistic. How does it affect you? So take these moments. How are things actually affecting you? Are you there in the moment? No, but these things are happening around the world. So what? It's heartbreaking. It's sad. Things happen all the time that don't get reported. But these things get reported because it grabs our attention. We fall into it. We give all of our energy into that. And then we become fearful, we become anxious without even realizing. When I sit and speak to people about stress, depression, anxiety, and I say to them, what are you stressed about? What's actually causing it? Let's get to the root of that problem. Oh, you know, it's work. Okay, what is it about work? Well, you know, my boss, what is it about your boss? Oh, you know, it's all the things I need to do. What are the things you need to do? And when you start to break those things down, often what we get to is you're just doing the things that you're meant to be doing. Okay, so that's not what's actually causing you stress and anxiety, is it? No. Okay, what else? Oh, well, it's my relationship. Okay, and we take the same approach and we look at the relationship. What's the problem with the relationship? What's actually causing it? What is it? And if there is something there, okay, let's have a look at that. Let's find the solution. How do we get you out of that so it's not causing you stress, depression, anxiety? Okay, now let's move on to something else. And when you start to trace back and you start to build this map of what's causing you stress, depression, anxiety, 8 times out of 10, it's to do with what's going on in society. 8 times out of 10, it's to do with what's going on externally. All of the things that are none of your business, and people still excuse. Yes, of course it's to do with me. How is it to do with you? Are you causing these issues? No. Is it affecting you? Be realistic. Is it affecting you personally now in your life, right now as we speak? No. Has it affected you personally? Has someone come and knock on your door and said something to you? Has someone thrown a bomb through your window? Has someone come and shoot at you? Has someone come to mug you? Has someone come to do all of the things that go, all of this stuff that's happening on social media, all of these things that are happening in the world? Break that stuff down, because you will very quickly realize, if you want to, some people just love the drama. If that's you, that's you. If you just love a bit of drama, if you just love a bit of gossip, that's okay. But don't complain when you're feeling stressed and anxious and you can't sleep. And then a lot of people say, well, my brain doesn't switch off. Of course your brain doesn't switch off, because all you're focusing your brain on, what you're giving your attention, your energy to, are things that are causing you stress, depression, anxiety, so on and so forth. And you wonder why you can't sleep. You wonder why you can't switch off. You are constantly in fear mode. But you're putting yourself into real fear mode, when actually it's an illusion. It's not actually happening to you right now. No one's coming to kill you. No one's coming to rob you. No one's coming to do anything to you. You're most likely right now sat at home, going for a walk. You've got your headphones in. You're listening to me. Think about these things. When you really start to connect, look around you where you are right now. Like, what's actually happening other than you listening to me? What's happening? You're just listening to me. You're probably at work. You're maybe chilling. You might be at the gym. You might be doing something. You're cleaning a house. You're not under attack. So why are you anxious? Look at these things, because all of these things have a huge impact in who you are and who you become on a day-to-day basis. And often or not, and I see this even in my own family, my parents especially, they turn on the news, and the news is on all day, every day. And what does news feed you? They don't feed you good news. They don't feed you abundance. They don't feed you health. They don't feed you wealth. They don't inspire and motivate you to want to be better. It's always, always, 10 times out of 10, it's something negative. And what does that do if you don't understand? Look at how it's making you feel. If it's making you feel stressed, anxious, and depressed, switch it off. Switch it off. And a lot of people come back to me and say, yeah, but you know, you've got to know what's going on in the world. I don't disagree with that. But if it's impacting you at that level, where it then begins to impact your health in mind, body, spirit, that's not good news. And a lot of the times, that's what these new channels, that's why all of this stuff is out there, is to keep you in fear constantly. Like, someone's going to come and bomb you. Someone's going to come and do this, and a terrorist is going to do that, and blah, 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 blah. And it's always something. And when you switch it off, and you stop listening, and I've challenged people to do this, and I've seen people do it themselves, they just switch it off. Within a week, their life completely changes. Everything changes. Why? Because you're not consuming that negative energy anymore. And when you hear it, you feel that change straight away. Because you're not in it. You've raised your vibration. You've raised your energy. So now you're feeling in a better mood. You're less stressed. You feel calmer. You're happier. You're playing with your children. You're connecting with your partner. You're going out with your friends. You're going out as a family. You're actually enjoying yourself. You're wanting to do things that are more positive because you're raising your vibration. You go to the gym. You eat healthier. Why? Because you're not consuming trash. Because when you consume trash, you also attract more trash. So if you're in your mind, you're watching something that's trash, that's fearful, and it makes you feel a certain way energetically, what do? You want to numb that feeling. You want to numb that pain. You want to numb that stress, whatever it is that is happening to you at that time. So what do? You go to the fridge, you get some chocolate, you get some wine, you get some beers, whatever it may be, and you start to shovel that stuff in your mouth. You go and get processed food, you get a takeaway, and that stuff makes you feel what? Even worse. So what do? You're aligning yourself to that same level of energy, and that same level of energy that could start by something that you listened, something that you heard, something that you saw, all of a sudden becomes your whole day, becomes your complete and entire existence. And next thing you know, you're fat, you're overweight, you're sick, you've got cancer, you've smoked yourself to death, you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict, whatever it may be. And you've allowed yourself to get into this because you're feeling a certain way and because you didn't deal with the emotion, because you didn't allow yourself to process things in a positive way. You are no longer persistent in your goal. You are no longer consistent. You've become persistent and consistent in something completely different. Same action, same things you do every day. If you change the energy in how you do it, you can achieve both. That's something really important for you to listen to. Persistency and consistency can go both ways, as I've just described. You can go down the negative route, watching, consuming, listening to negative things that are going to drag your energy down, that's going to make you feel lethargic, and then you start to eat foods, consume more and more things that will do exactly the same, and then you start to feel rubbish and you start to feel low because your energy is becoming lower because of the things that you're putting into your body. Really pay attention to these things. Honestly, pay attention to these things. How are the things that you are consuming in every way? Every way, how is it making you feel? If it's making you feel good, do more of that. And I don't mean go out and get drunk and have a, because the next day, how is that making you feel? Be realistic. So whatever, all of the things, write them down. Write down the persistency and consistency of the things that you do negatively. How are they making you feel? What are they bringing to your life? What's it adding? More pain, more stress, more anxiety, more hurt, more suffering? Write them down. Make a column. And then write down how you are persistent and consistent in the positive things that you do. How does that then make you feel? Waking up in the morning, being grateful, being thankful, doing a meditation, doing some breath work, listening to positive content, doing things for yourself, things, saying things out loud about yourself, talking to yourself in the right way, using a language that's going to revive you, to reinforce you, to give you empowerment, to give you more confidence. Eat things that are gonna fuel your body, things that are not processed, single ingredient foods, eggs, meat, fruits, vegetables. Like consuming things that are not processed. When you start to do these things, when you start to add these things into your mind, then into your body, hydrating yourself. And I see young kids, if you're young, or even if you're not, doesn't matter what age you are, if you drink those energy drinks, that prime shit, that stuff is dog shit. That stuff destroys your stomach. I saw something yesterday about those prime drinks that kids now, if you drink too much of those drinks now, kids are ended up in hospital. Kids in America are being hospitalized because they're drinking too much of that stuff. You shouldn't be drinking that crap in the first place. Your body is made out of, I think, five things: muscle, bone, water, fat. Four things. That's it. Muscle, bone, water, fat. Four things that you should be consuming: muscle, to feed your muscle, meat, eggs, your bone. Bone marrow. So again, going back to eating things that are going to help your body to function in the right way. Water. Drinking plenty of water. I drink coffee. I like a hot chocolate. I drink cacao, actually. I drink ceremonial cacao if I want, you know, something really nice. But I drink a coffee. I'm Brazilian. I'm Italian. So I like a coffee. But I drink it once a day. And it's good. You know, I eat nuts just before I started recording. I had a load of Brazil nuts, fat, avocados, again, red fatty meats, all of these things, raw milk. I drink raw milk. I don't drink none of that pasteurized rubbish that they take out all the goodness from the milk and put all the crap back that your body then can't digest. raw milk, that stuff is incredible for you. Raw honey, maple syrup, fruits, things that are going to nourish you, kefir yogurts, like all of these things that are good for your gut. Single ingredients. Stay consistent and persistent. When you start to do these things permanently, sorry, on a positive way, you'll see and you will find how much your life will change. And even with me, 7 months on, I lost 7 kilos of muscle. Some from the upper body, the majority from my lower body. My glutes, my bum completely disappeared. My quads shrunk. My hamstrings switched off. So glutes, hamstrings, calves, feet, everything switched off completely. So all the muscle switches off as well. So it literally went to nothing. And over that 7 months, I've had to rebuild everything again. I jumped on the scale today. I'm 83 kilos. So I was 85. So I'm pretty much 2 kilos or so away from going back to my normal weight. And I've you know, continued to rebuild, you know, my muscles, getting stronger and stronger every day, being consistent, being persistent, having a goal, writing them down. It's so important, the nutrition element in your day-to-day life. And by the way, guys, like, this is not just, you know, for call to requirement. This is not if you've had an accident. This is for you every day, like for your daily life, how you want to feel. If you're in school, you want to achieve, like you want to be putting things into your body that's going to give you clarity. Those sugary fucking drinks are dog shit. The stuff that's made them corrode your stomach is sending kids to hospital. Don't buy that stuff for your kids. Those monster drinks, Red Bull, Prime, all of them, they absolutely destroy your stomach. And people are wondering why they're breaking out in acne, they're breaking out in rashes, why their gut is destroyed. Look at what you're putting into your body. If you don't pay attention to that stuff, then you're going to do it without realizing. And the next thing you know, people are wondering why now so many people are getting cancers, why younger people are now starting to get it. It's the stuff that you're shoveling into your body, into your mouth. And by the way, I'm not judging or criticizing. I'm being honest. I'm being really honest here. You've got to be honest with yourself. It's hard, especially when some of these things are made to taste, made to, you know, the flavors, the colors. And when you put it into your body, the chemicals that get sent into your brain, it's an addiction. I've been in recovery for almost 8 years. And when people talk about addiction, they think it's drugs and alcohol or gambling. But smoking, eating these junk food, these vapes now that are now people saying they are permanently causing damage to people. Because of the flavors that people are putting in. And I've always said, your human beings are not made. You're not a train. You're not a train. You're not meant to smoke. Your body isn't meant to do that. You're not meant to do that. And then people ignore it and then go and do it. And I used to smoke, by the way. I used to smoke as well. I used to smoke, you know, at least 20 a day. I was a big smoker. Used to smoke, used to drink, used to do drugs, used to do the whole lot. So I'm not speaking from like a high and mighty. I've been there, done that. So I've punished myself to the point where I've almost died a number of times. So I understand and I value my body now. I value my mind. I've, over the years, I've trained and retrained and continue to train my mind. I look after my body. Do I have treats? Yes, I have young children. They like to have little sweets here and there. And by the way, I do, you know, primarily my, you know, my nutrition is kind of carnivore based. But as you've seen, I eat eggs, I eat fruit, you know, I eat rice, I eat sweet potatoes, I eat nuts. So it's a little bit more, maybe more towards the, you know, the ketogenic than, you know, than carnivore. But primarily it's mainly meat and eggs that we eat. But every now and then, you know, we'll go and have a meal with family, and, you know, I might have a dessert. My family, like I said, you know, I'm Brazilian Italian, so my family make beautiful desserts. And I'm not an extremist, you know, I don't believe in stuff like that. But I do understand, for me, that we have to be mindful. And even when I do have, you know, some ice cream, or I might have, you know, my aunties make some incredible desserts, so I might have a bit of dessert, or if we're out, I might, you know, have a little treat. Yeah, you know, my stomach might not feel the best, but I won't have it again for a while. But I understand, I know the consequences, and it's my choice, but I don't judge, you know, I don't judge. And it's not something I do all the time, every day, because I know how it makes me feel. And especially as I'm getting older, I've dialed in my nutrition more and more and more and more. So really be mindful around the things that you're doing to your body. Be consistent and persistent in that. Why? Because when you do things for your mind, you start to change how you think, how you feel. And by the way, I hear people, how they speak about themselves, how they joke, not even as a joke. Don't ever criticize, berate yourself, punish yourself as a thought out loud, as a joke. Never, never, ever, ever do it. Because you are telling yourself, you are telling the most powerful machine on the planet, which is your brain. People say, no, it's AI. Humans created AI, dummies. So just let that sink in for a minute. So you have the most powerful machine. You remember so much information every single day. And one of the most important things that you need to remember is how you speak to yourself. Change that immediately. If that's the first thing you do to change your life, is how you speak about yourself. Change that straight away. That's a must. That's a non-negotiable, even as a joke. And if people are doing it to you, cut them out of your life. Cut them out of your life immediately. If a partner's doing it, if a friend's doing it, these people are not your friends. That's not a partner. Not a partner. If people are speaking to you in a certain way, if they're berating you, if they're making you, causing you pain and suffering, get rid. You're better than that. But you won't believe it, because you keep buying into that energy again. You keep allowing your energy to be taken by things that are serving you zero purpose. Get your mind straight. Once you start to do that, stop consuming things that are not good for you. Start to consume things on the other side that are positive, that make you feel good. Do things that make you feel good. Do them every single day consistently. And you will see immediate changes. Feed your body. Give your body what it needs. Nutrition. High value. Good foods. Drink loads of water. Hydrate yourself. And have a treat every now and then. You know, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm not an extremist. You're big enough to make your choices. But remember, you know what you're doing. Don't blame other people for your choices. Don't blame other people for the things that you consume. Don't blame other people for how you feel if you know that what you're doing isn't good for you. This is on you, no one else. This is your responsibility. If you're in a relationship or in relationships that are bad for you and you're still in them, well, that's your fault. Get out of it. Take control. Start to take control of yourself. And a lot of people fear. Fear is the worst thing, because we consume fear all the time, all the time, all the time. So people are constantly fearful. Oh, but what if I can't find a partner? You will find a partner. When you raise your awareness, you raise your vibration, you change who you are, you're going to find a better person. And then if that doesn't work out, you continue raising your vibration, you continue doing it yourself, you find an even better person. And you might even find a person that's on the same path as you, and you help each other to raise your vibration, to become the best versions that you can be. But you have to do that for yourself. Don't ever expect anybody to come and save you. That's your responsibility. It's your job. But stay persistent on your goals. Stay consistent. keep doing things every single day that are going to benefit your life. If chilling today is what you want to do, chill out. Go sit in the sun, go for a walk, whatever it is that's going to go and sit and have a coffee. Take 5 if that's all you have. Take 10. Give yourself time to just take a breath, to just relax. You're entitled to it. And when you start to feed yourself positive things like this, you start to sleep better. You start to add things to your daily routine that are benefiting your life, not taking things away from you. Your life is consistently about adding. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that are going to throw you off course. You're going to have people that are going to challenge you. You're going to have people that might be jealous, might be envious, that may want to destroy what you're trying to achieve. Stay persistent. Stay consistent. Just let those people go. Don't give them your time. Don't give them your energy. Make that kind of stuff the most expensive as you can make it. Give love, give kindness, give compassion freely. The more you give, the more you receive. And it's exactly the same when you give negative. When you give out that negative energy, you jump in a ring, you start arguing with people, you consume negativity. How do you feel? You just keep receiving more negative, more negative, more negative. It's a simple choice. Really simple choice. So just do these things for yourself that are going to help you to become the best version of you. If you need to study, focus. Don't go to parties. You've got all the time in the world. People have this FOMO, fear of missing out. Oh my God, I'm going to miss this. And trust me, I did it myself. I ended up messing up on some of my exams because I was doing shit that I shouldn't be doing. And then what happened? I ended up failing, had to do things again. And then when I came out and I realized that I have all the time in the world to be able to do things. It's limited because we don't live forever in this human form, spiritually, of course, we're infinite beings. Even then, allow that to sink in. If you believe and trust in this, and if you don't, that's okay. That's not your journey yet. But you will realize it, whether it's throughout your life or at the end of your life, you will realize who you are. And that's okay, by the way, because if you don't realize it now, when you realize it at the end, you will realize this. You are an infinite being. You can come back and do this and have a human experience as many times as you want. Knock yourself out. And that's another thing. Just enjoy the things that you do in life. Stop punishing yourself. You don't deserve it. So really focus on the things that are going to help you to thrive. Have an amazing day. Keep shining. Keep going every single day. You really deserve it. I share my stories. I share the things that I'm going through at the moment to help you. I hope that this helps you. I hope that this gets you out of that rut, gets you motivated. But write things down. Stay persistent. Stay consistent. I'll speak to you in the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to find out more about how you can overcome issues caused by mental health, go to alexdasilva.co.uk. That's www.alexdasilva.co.uk. See you on the next one. Be great, be fantastic, and be absolutely phenomenal. Take care.